Strength to Open Up, the 18th Rare Element. It's episode 304 of the Peer Advantage Podcast. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell. I am your host here. You can find the podcast at growgreat.com. Today's episode is brought to you by the Peer Advantage by Bula Network. Bula Network is my company. The Peer Advantage is a 7-member online virtual mastermind group for U.S.-based small business owners. If you're interested, you can find out all the details and you can make application at thepeeradvantage.com. I'm an introvert. I'm an introvert who can often appear like an extrovert. And I follow a few social media accounts that deal with introversion just because. Well, I chuckled the other day because there was an Instagram post by Introvert Deer. I'll put a link in the show notes if you care to follow that account, if you are an introvert like me. And the graphic simply was this: dentist, open up, please. Me, sometimes I get sad. Oh, you meant my mouth. There seem to be three basic groups of people when it comes to opening up. There are those who open up to everybody. If you'll listen, they'll talk. Well, in fact, you don't even have to listen. They're going to talk anyway and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. Then there are those who won't talk, hardly ever. I mean, they barely open up about anything to anybody. These are the cat has your tongue kind of people. Then there are those in the middle, and perhaps these make up the largest group. I don't know. I suspect it. These people open up sometimes to some people. They will open up, but they're discriminating. If my three-category theory is correct, then it means two-thirds of us have some difficulty opening up. I mean, really opening up. We need the right circumstances. We need the right people. Without a safe place, without safe people, we are not likely going to open up. And only those who exercise no discrimination don't much care about the conditions for opening up. I'm going to make a different argument. I'm going to argue that even those non-discriminating folks who talk and talk and talk and talk with anybody and everybody, they're not truly opening up, not very often. Mostly, they're just blabbering without reaching any depth that can accomplish something positive. So that likely means 100% of us, okay, let's allow some small degree of variance in case I'm completely wrong, 100% of us, or very close to it, I suspect, find it tough to open up and engage in deep enough conversation to help us unearth the source of our challenges or the reality of our opportunities. And I'm not talking about our pie-in-the-sky dreams. I'm talking about real, practical opportunities that we just may not see. Depth of discussion required to get to the heart of a matter. A decade plus of coaching executives, leaders, and business owners has given me sufficient evidence to know how rare it is for most of us. People of all ages, all walks of life, all levels of formal education and experience have shown me how infrequently they have been able to find a safe place with safe people. I see it in their eyes. I hear it in their voice. I see it in their body language. And it's both a relief and a challenge. The relief is to finally open up and to face something head on without searching for a hiding place. And it's cathartic, but mostly helping and finding ways to move forward. The challenge is in finding another strength, one beyond the strength to open up. It's the strength to face the truth and deal with the truth. And that process, well, that process I have found is not the same for everybody. Some process it more quickly. Some process it more easily. Others can get ill. I'm talking physically ill. Nausea, headache. I've seen it happen. I've experienced it myself. But those who make up their mind to lean into the process for the high value that they know they're getting and that they will get, they put in the mental and emotional work knowing it's safe, and it's for their best outcome. And once they battle through the fear of false belief that their vulnerability is going to be used against them, and when you're in a safe place and you're among safe people, that's never going to happen. That's why it's safe, because you know these people aren't going to use it against you. Well, then we take off. We take off like rockets. Soar. We soar, finding new altitudes that, well, they just weren't even possible before. We didn't have the fuel to reach those heights before. The weight of the constraints, the weight of the challenges, it prevented us from going higher. And now that those weights are lightened or even removed, it doesn't mean there aren't going to be any problems from now on. It just means that now we have this new resource, this new very rare resource with which to face these things and deal with these things. It's amazingly rare. The resource is rare. I'm told there are 17 rare earth elements. No, I don't know all their names or even have a rudimentary understanding of their power. Shoot, I can't even pronounce their names. That's how rare these things are. 17. But I know that entrepreneurs, really any human beings, any group of human beings, finding a safe space with safe people surrounding them so they can leverage the power of their peers, it's equally rare. I'm calling it the 18th rare element. Surrounding yourself with people who can be helped by you and who can help you. And because it's so rare, well, some don't even believe it exists. I mean, if you've never seen it, if you've never experienced it, you may just think it's somebody's fantasy. But it's very real. Fewer than 1%, certainly fewer than 2% of entrepreneurs know it firsthand. I told you it was rare. And like most rare things, it's extraordinarily valuable. But it's not valuable because it's rare. It's valuable because it works. It transforms businesses. It transforms lives. It generates greater revenue, greater profits. It solves problems. It seizes opportunities. And there's nothing like it. There's nothing like it because the resource is the human brain. Multiple human brains engaged in helping each other, multiple viewpoints, multiple experiences, multiple approaches to problem solving and opportunity seizing. Yeah, I know AI gets all the press and it may be on the uptick, but leveraging the power of other human beings who are individually pursuing the same thing that you are, entrepreneurs, business owners, is powerful because it provides us with the strength to open up, which gives us the opportunity to grow. Tinkerbell, she said it best. All you need is faith, trust, and a little bit of pixie dust. Be well, do good, grow great. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is growgreat.com. Lord willing, I'll see you on Thursday.